Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It was a fun experience. I was thankful to be around all the coaches and also the players. Meeting a few guys this week. Meeting a bunch of guys, actually. And it's been a blast so far. I think they're doing a great job running it. And, yeah, it was fun. It was fun out there.
Ryan, when you're weighing whether to sign with the Sabres or go back for your senior year, what sort of factors are really on your mind as you're trying, as you're making that decision?
Yeah, obviously, there's a lot of factors that go into it, and honestly, I think both ways. There's benefits to both. You know, Buffalo's a great organization, and right now I'm just really evaluating the camp and evaluating just the staff and just taking some time too. It's a really tough decision for me, so I want to make sure I'm doing it with confidence and, yeah.
Do you like the fact, too, I mean, these are the guys you're going to grow up with, I mean, as far as hockey-wise, you know, Peyton Krebs and some of the others. Do you like the fact that you're getting a chance to interact with a lot of those guys right now?
Yeah, no, it's great to meet those guys, and especially when you haven't seen them in a few years, a lot of them. And new guys too, new prospects coming in. So I think the organization's doing a great job drafting skilled players, and it's cool meeting them this week. So
the plan is to talk to the Sabres again next week after camp. Is that when you make a decision?
Yeah. Right now, I'm just planning on. I'm leaning towards going back, but right now I'm just, this is a kind of like evaluation for me, where I could kind of see how the organization is and. Also, it's been a while since I've been in Buffalo, so, yeah.
If you go back, I mean, if you go back, does that close the door on the Sabres, or are you still open to signing?
No, I love the organization. Doesn't close the door, so, yeah, just have to see what the future holds, so.
How much do you really have to kind of sit down and study the organizational depth chart to kind of see where you fit?
Yeah, obviously that's a tough one, because anywhere in the NHL it's tough to play, and also timing is very important. So you never really know, and you know I'm a competitor, so just being able to be in this position in the first place, and also work, you know, nothing's given to you, or I think at least ice time. So yeah, I've been just trying to work hard, and yeah.
Have you even thought about, you know, if you go back to school, you would have the opportunity to become a free agent if that's what you wanted to do. Have you even given that thought right now, or isn't that something that's entered your mind?
That's something I usually don't think about. Others have brought it up to me. But, yeah, no, I don't really think about that too much. You know, my goal is to sign eventually.
You had a big role on a good team this past season. In what ways do you feel like you developed and got better through getting a lot of ice time in that group?
Yeah, no, it was I had a great time. I love the team in Minnesota, and I thought we had a good run, and it was just a lot of fun, you know, being around the same guys. You play a lot less games, but you know, every day you just try to bring your best, and I love the guys at Minnesota.
Is the talent that you guys have coming back also one of those factors that you're considering?
It's definitely a bonus, I think, going back to a good team. But, you know, like I said, Buffalo is a great team too. So, yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.